This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle begins our text this week by telling us, do not smother the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, our original text, do not quench the Spirit, or again, do not smother the Holy Spirit. So the warning that Paul is giving us in our text today, to not smother the Holy Spirit, means that we should not ignore, we should not toss aside the gifts of the Holy Spirit, those gifts that he gives us. Here, in this passage, he mentions prophecy. 1 Corinthians 14:39, he mentions tongues. Sometimes spiritual gifts are controversial, like prophecy, like the gift of tongues, because they can often cause division in the church. Rather than trying to solve the problem, some Christians prefer just to sweep it under the rug, which in essence means smother the gifts. This impoverishes the church because we are a body. We should not stifle the Holy Spirit's work in anyone's life, but encourage the full expression of these gifts in the body of Christ. Now, not outside of scriptural evidence, but certainly within that realm, we need to give the Spirit a free rein. Quench. Do not quench the Spirit. It means to stifle. It means to snuff out or to stop. Now, if we're being asked not to do this, it's given then that we clearly have the power, or we at least have the ability, to quench the Spirit. So once again, how and why does this happen? Are we stronger than the Spirit of God? Well, no. But amazingly enough, in his love and through the reality of our free will, we can indeed choose to push the Spirit of God away from us, to cease to listen, to cease to respond. The believer quenches the Spirit's work by doing things like ignoring him and neglecting him, by disobeying him, or by simply procrastinating sometimes. In fact, this is one of the four major sins against the Spirit of God. So quenching is one of them. The others are, two, grieving the Spirit, Ephesians 4, verse 30, blasphemy against the Spirit, Matthew 12, 31 through 33, and lastly, number four, lying to the Holy Spirit, Acts 5, verses 3 and 4. Now, in this realm, again, he goes on and says, don't despise prophecies, or do not scoff at those who prophesy. Prophecy is the gift of proclaiming the gospel and or of proclaiming future events, both through the power of the Holy Spirit. So again, prophecy includes both proclamation and prediction. Now, again, even though many people have abused this gift, that does not give us the license to minimize it or despise it. We can't just sweep it under the rug because it's difficult. Verse 21 says, test all things and hold firmly that which is good. People and their gifts are to be tested. Furthermore, those that prove themselves are to be held fast. That's part of the natural workings of a church. We are to measure all things now by the scripture. If we simply receive everything that we're taught or everything that we're told, we're going to be in some great danger of falling into false doctrine. And you're ultimately going to get led astray if this is you. Same goes with people themselves. The basis, the test, the proving grounds, if you will, is always to be the Word of God. So you need to ask the question, how does this person and the gifts that he or she is emanating stack up in light of the written Word? Verse 22, abstain from every form of evil, or keep away from every kind of evil. Now, interestingly enough, the old King James, which we don't cover too often here, says to abstain from even the appearance of evil. Now, certainly there will always be those who will speak wrongfully against you, no matter what you do, but we are being directed here to not give them a reason if we can avoid it. The point here is that we stay away. To stay away from the edge. You know what edge I'm talking about. that edge where the world meets Christianity.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.